The American people have had enough. We're tired of turning on our TVs or opening up our news feeds on social media every single day and seeing children slaughtered and then being called an anti-Semitic parasite or an extremist or even a traitor to America if we don't support it. The Jew and their Shabbos goys have massively overplayed their hand, and now they're getting pushback. And we have to give credit where credit is due, but we also have to take credit where it's due. This show and this network have been a major part of this shift. We've been slamming the Overton window around the clock, showing people just how bad things really are, just how evil these demons actually are. And all glory to God, people are finally starting to see it. We've paid the price for it. Others have as well, like our friend Mike Adams, who's known as Health Ranger on X. He's the publisher of naturalnews.com, and he joins us now for more on this. Mike, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me on. And just a great intro there. And I just want to say I've been following your channel on X and some of your videos. And, you know, it's been a couple of years since you and I have spoken, but so much has changed since then. And you have spearheaded the asking of questions that's absolutely necessary for people to understand what's going on here. And you just played a clip from Netanyahu, who directly threatened kinetic attacks on the American people, on U.S. soil, in the shadow of Charlie Kirk being murdered. And many people believe that that murder was organized by Israel itself, like my friend Michael Yan. He says it's obvious, right? Now, I can't prove that at this point, but it's a suspected party. It's either Mossad or CIA or both, in my opinion. But what I want to say, Stu, what I really appreciate about what you're doing right now is you know that the official narrative is completely false. You know the FBI is fabricating evidence. They're using spoofer technology to spoof fake phone texts. This new letter from Charlie Kirk that Netanyahu released looks like a fraud to me, because Israel, they're experts at counterfeiting everything. So while the FBI is counterfeiting fake evidence, Israel is counterfeiting not only probably fake letters, but also then counterfeiting support for Israel by paying these low IQ influencers who now populate all of our feeds on social media, with former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale now being paid $6 million to try to flood the zone, to excuse genocide, to excuse the mass killing of children, the bombing of hospitals and Christian churches in Gaza, the bombing of food aid workers, mass slaughter and bloodshed in the name of God. And somehow Trump rolls out the red carpet for Netanyahu. I want to say, Stu, this is why I thank you for having me on your show, because I want to say something really important here. I think that if Trump continues to stay married to Netanyahu, he's going to drag down the GOP and the United States of America. The GOP will be facing defeat in upcoming elections because of this very issue. Because it's most of America that sees how evil Netanyahu is. He's a war criminal. He's a genocidal lunatic. And the people who support him are either paid shills or they are immoral, intellectually dishonest people like Dinesh D'Souza, who I believe to be entirely dishonest. He knows better. He's an informed guy, but he pretends not to know the history of 1948 and the Nakba. And so he excuses effectively Israel's genocide. And there are a lot of people like that who should know better. You know, he says Israel is a democracy. No, it isn't. You would expect such a quote from a low IQ idiot on the street who doesn't know anything, but not from someone like Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, the guy's so asleep, we should call him Dinesh D'Snooza, I think. He's so asleep at the wheel on this. And there are a lot of people like that. So what you are doing that I appreciate, and you know, you and I haven't always agreed on everything in the years past, it doesn't matter at this point. What I see you doing right now, you're asking the tough questions, and I support asking those questions, and I support scrutinizing the videos and the evidence to show the American people that we are being lied to by the FBI, we're being lied to by the Zionist-funded shills on social media, and we're being lied to by the Trump administration over this, and Trump is going to drag America down if he doesn't stop Netanyahu. That's where I'm coming from.
I have, of course, considered that the letter to Netanyahu from Charlie Kirk was fraudulent or somehow, you know, manufactured illegitimate propaganda. But if it's not, I've heard people who have said, yep, see, this is proof that Charlie Kirk was a shill for Israel. And before I read the letter, I might have thought, you know, kind of the same thing. And it's no secret that while Charlie Kirk was alive, I was one of his detractors. I did not agree with him. I thought that he was a shill for Israel. I thought that he really did need to open his eyes. And I thought that, you know, this pro-Zionist rhetoric was extremely dangerous for our country. But when you read this letter objectively, it turns out, and I'm going to eat some crow here, that Charlie Kirk, when you want to talk about a guy who has a frame of steel, like this fake surgeon didn't say to some Jew that works at Turning Point USA, this guy actually had balls of steel. I mean, here he is in this letter saying, you are the guy who has perpetuated all of these lies that have senselessly but intentionally caused the loss of young American lives in your forever wars. You're the one who came to us with this weapons of mass destruction lie that brought us into these wars that keeps us in the Middle East perpetually. That's the essence of the forever war and just countless lives being lost. This is Charlie Kirk possessing balls of steel. I mean, this is a guy who had the nuts to write these things to the guy who's arguably the most powerful man in the world at this point, who's writing the script for all of this and, you know, seems to be the director of chaos and destruction and death.
And we also don't
know every other nation in the West beholden to, you know, his wish list. So to me, if this letter is legitimate, I would say, hey, I was wrong about Charlie Kirk, and that guy is an American patriot.
Well, I think there's clearly there's also a timeline of Charlie waking up to some of the realities that you are talking about, that I'm talking about. And there was a dramatic turn probably in the last few months. So we don't know exactly when this supposed letter was written in that timeline. But I'm like you. I was semi-critical of Charlie Kirk before. I didn't really pay that much attention to him, honestly. But he was clearly shilling for Israel at some point in the past, but he began to question things.
Yeah, and for a really long time. And it's probably plausible that Benjamin Netanyahu offering $150 million to TPUSA wasn't unprecedented. And that either Netanyahu himself or Israel or some of these, you know, Jewish billionaire donors or private equity was already heavily invested in a TPUSA. I mean, Charlie Kirk didn't happen in a vacuum. The propulsion of his career was very much orchestrated. His father was the lead architect on Trump Tower. There was like a family connection there. And Trump likely scouted Charlie Kirk from a very young age. Charlie Kirk thought, you know what? All glory to God. We're exploding here. All of this funding is coming in. A lot of that was probably prearranged right up into, and clearly it seems like, including the introduction to Erica Kirk by Donald Trump, which would then lead to his marriage with her. And now we're finding out a lot of things that make her pretty sus.
Well, and it's okay to ask those questions. In fact, it is demanded of us. And I got to say, those who are attacking you for asking questions, there's something highly suspicious about that, because there are all kinds of people out there like Laura Loomer who want us to just swallow the official story, and who is calling for the death sentence of Tyler Robinson, you know, to eliminate him completely so he can't testify. Look, Tyler Robinson is a patsy. It's clear to me that he was not the shooter. He may not even have been on campus that day. And there's not a single frame of video or a photo of him with a rifle on campus anywhere.
I've heard grumblings and seen reports that this guy had previously never even stepped foot on the UVU campus.
That's a very real possibility. I mean, he is being framed. He was set up. And why are people like Laura Loomer saying we need the death sentences immediately? And that she's saying that like Candace Owens is dangerous.
Well, because she's a bloodthirsty Jew and a hardcore Zionist.
And she's calling for death, which is what Netanyahu's calling for and what he's doing. You know, so this is what they have in common. These are blood ritual sacrifices to Satan. That's what Netanyahu is doing in Gaza, murdering and slaughtering children, while so-called pro-life Christians in America are excusing it. Why are all these Christian Zionists just abandoning all of their morals and values just like that so easily? It tells you how shallow they are. And you see, Stu, one of the reasons why I'm jumping on people on X is because I demand values in myself and in others. I don't demand that we all agree on the same things. But at least if you claim to be pro-life, you need to be consistently pro-life. If you claim you support democracy, you can't support Israel, because Israel is not a democracy. If you claim to support humanity and you're pro-human and you're opposed to transhumanism, why are you supporting the mass slaughter of humans? It's destroying human populations. And Israel's not even done yet. They have a greater Israel plan to slaughter millions more in Lebanon, in southern Turkey, in Egypt, in Jordan, in Iraq, and so on. How can you possibly support that plan? And like I said, this is going to be the destruction of America if Trump continues down this path. And again, Stu, back to you. People should not criticize you for asking questions. They may disagree with your conclusions. That's okay. But to attack you for asking these questions is completely out of bounds at this point. We must ask these questions.
It just becomes very obvious to anybody who's critically thinking when they look at these people and they can draw a contrast between what we're doing here and what these other people are doing. They're spinning, they're out of control, they're unraveling, and people can see that. Yep. And there's obviously a motivation there, whether it's money or if it's fear that's driving them or whatever, but we're just going to continue to lead with the truth. And the truth is, you're absolutely right. They're on the conquest of greater Israel. There's 1.8 million Christians in Ukraine that have to die for a new Khazaria. There are 1.8 remaining Christians and Muslims in Palestine that have to die so that they can annex that region and push people out of their ancestral homeland so they can build Trump Gaza, you know, so they can make it look like Dubai in Gaza. Why doesn't the United States look like Dubai?
Yeah, well, look, Trump just did a deal with Pfizer. He's going to have Pfizer drugs sold on a White House website just announced today. So Trump is doubling down on the companies that, in my opinion, are selling products that achieve human depopulation. Look, we're dealing with the rise of AI and the rise of robots. There's a great replacement of humanity that has begun. And I believe that not only Trump, but other European leaders and in other countries, mostly Western countries around the world, they are working on a human extermination agenda to replace human beings. And that's why Israel goes along with that. I mean, they support Israel because Israel is exterminating some number of humans and wants to kill
a lot
more.
Just think of how desensitized everybody has become to that extermination.
Yes.
I mean, we're just used to opening up our social media feeds or turning on our television and seeing the indiscriminate bombing of entire rows of housing where you know that children lived with their mothers or their schools being blown up. There's not a working hospital left in Gaza. I mean, that's all been confirmed. They're destroying these people. They firebombed their own people on October 7th after they stood down and allowed this false flag Hamas attack.
Yeah, 100%. So
that's obvious. And if we've become desensitized to that, you see, that's predictive programming, that's conditioning, so that it won't be that shocking or alarming to you when we literally see American citizens being the victims of drone strikes on U.S. soil by a foreign nation who is supported by your own president.
Think about the fact that Trump is so strongly allied with Israel at this point that he can't see helping the American people do something great for America without getting permission from Netanyahu first. Everything is prioritized with Netanyahu and Israel. And think about this. Trump is reportedly, he's going to be supporting the long-range strikes with Tomahawks by Ukraine. You know what Russia is going to see that as. This is an escalation provocation.
Yeah. We're arming Ukraine. We're funding and arming Israel.
Yes. So Trump lied about being the peace president. He lied about solving the war in 24 hours. And the result is that we should not be surprised. Think about it. When U.S. manufacturers of Tomahawks or U.S. military bases go up in a giant mushroom cloud, because that is the Russian response that Trump and Ukraine and NATO are trying to provoke. And so in their minds, they succeed if American cities get nuked. That's how dangerous this is. And that's why
it's the same formula that we have been using in the Middle East for many years. You see, we deploy all of these young American men to these, you know, to these very tense regions of the world that have been made tense, of course, by Israel and by design and very much intentionally. And then we use them as bait.
Yes.
So that we can say, oh my God, look, Americans are being threatened now. Well, they shouldn't be there in the first place. Americans are being threatened now. Americans were killed now. They tried to bomb Americans. They bombed an American military base, you know, and then they use that as the pretext to gin up the hype of Americans here in our country who will then cheer on or justify more kinetic action against, you know, unsuspecting. Yeah, and who would have had like Venezuela on their bingo card? Have we effected regime change there yet?
Are we
a nation rebuilding? Have we installed a Jewish puppet government that'll be subservient to the Talmudic psychopaths from hell?
And think about this, Stu. They're going to recruit young men into the military using the name of Charlie Kirk. So they're exploiting Charlie Kirk's death to recruit more young men to go die in foreign wars, to bleed on the dirt of Iran or Ukraine or Russia in the name of so-called peace. This is exactly so Orwellian, it's completely out of control. And understand that the UK government, they know they're about to face a revolution, a revolt from their young men who are finally discovering, you know, manlyhood and standing up against the insanity. Keir Starmer wants to send them to die in the war with Russia. You know, Russia is a very effective killing machine in war. And so that's what Keir Starmer wants to do. That's what Macron wants to do. You know, that's what Maris wants to do. Send them all to die in war with Russia so that they don't rise up against their own corrupt governments in Western Europe. That's what this is all about for them.
White people killing white people, Christians killing Christians, brothers killing brothers, and it's all funded by the same people.
Yes, 100%.
What are your predictions for the timeline as we're here in the United States, what we're going to see on our soil?
We'll be in, well, I think we'll be in a world war by March of 2026. And the domestic effects of that is that Trump will declare a wartime, a war state. He will invoke Obama's NDAA that Obama signed in 2012. The NDAA will allow Trump to confiscate all food, all fuel, all farms, all seeds, all tractor equipment. I mean, you name it. He can run around the country and confiscate everything. Free speech will be completely banned. The Constitution will be put on hold. And then they will use that to completely control all speech, to banish and maybe even arrest anybody who's critical of Israel at that time. That's coming within, let's say, about 6 months.
6 months ago, I would have said you're crazy. But I'm on exactly that page. And we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So follow him over on X. He's Health Ranger on X. His name is Mike Adams, founder of Brighteon and also the publisher of his own rag. Where do you want people to go to find your stuff?
Yeah, naturalnews.com is the easiest place. Thanks for having
been
me on,
doing great work. Yeah, of course. You've been doing great work, Mike. I appreciate
you
it. And it has been a long time since we've talked. And Mike is right. I mean, we've had our disagreements in the past. But this is how you come together. I mean, everybody at the end of the day, if you are a well-intended, good-hearted American patriot with, you know, the testicular fortitude to say the truth, then you're on my team every day.
Your body deserves high-quality vitamin C. Groovy Bee delivers pure, highly bioavailable, non-GMO ascorbic acid you can trust. Feel the difference. Available now at healthrangerstore.com.